Hey guys, it's Carissa here, and today I just wanted to give you a list of things that you can grab a pen and paper and write down and start brainstorming around, start planning for, start identifying which of these 9 things you need to work on the most in your business at the moment. So these 9 things that I'm going to just quickly share with you in this video or in this podcast or however you're listening to it, because we're going to start using some of my videos as podcasts in the new year. These are the 9 really important different parts of your business that are required for you to master them in order to just experience continual growth and actual financial freedom and profitability. So if you are somebody who is very, very committed to growing a successful business, a profitable business, you want to grow a business that you can continue to grow, that isn't like limited by anything, I will do a different video on making sure that your business model is scalable in a little while, because I think that's really important. But these are, 9 things that you need to master. And typically, even if you know a lot about these 9 things already, or you're doing pretty well at them, it's really difficult to be, you know, focused on all of them at once, which is why you've always got to be working on like little bits of them at different times. And yes, I am wearing one of my wigs today because I like to wear them. So the first one is your brand reputation or brand recognition, meaning how many people know your business exists and what do they think about it. If you own a business, building a brand is a very important part of it. Building a reputation is a very important part of it. If you have a well-known brand with a lot of happy clients who say good things about you and spread the word, and you have lots of good reviews and testimonials, then when people are shopping around to choose a business to buy whatever it is that you sell from, they're highly likely to choose yours if you have a really strong brand, a really good reputation. So it's always important to be thinking about and working on and planning for how can I build a strong brand. The second one is your marketing and advertising. So your marketing and advertising kind of, you know, ties into your brand as well, because the kind of content that you're putting out there, what you're saying, what you're advertising, how you're advertising it does become a part of your reputation as well. So, and also if you want to grow your business, you need to have a kind of marketing strategy or an advertising strategy that is helping you to grow, basically attracting new people to your business, making it easy for them to find you, and advertising your products and services in a way that makes it desirable for your audience and also that makes it easy for people to choose to do business with you. And if there's anyone watching this live, please say hello, because it doesn't tell me names anymore and I like to know who I'm talking to. Number 3, so the first one was brand and reputation and recognition. Second one is marketing and advertising. Number 3 is sales sequence and sales strategy. Hi, Julie. Nice to see you. And sales, a lot of business owners and businesses don't have a sales sequence or don't have a sales strategy. Hi, Renee. And when you don't have this, then you sometimes don't even know like where clients are coming from or how you are getting them to spend money with you. So there's so many different examples that I could give you, but I'll just choose one for the sake of keeping it simple in this one. Hi, Ivana. A sales sequence or a sales strategy, like from my past business, from my salons, was that we would run ads for hair extensions. We would get inquiries. The sequence or the strategy to getting them from someone who had no idea who we are to a paying customer went something like they'd see our marketing, they'd read our reviews, they'd inquire, they'd come in for a consultation, we'd go through the consultation with them, they'd pay the deposit, and then they would show up and get their hair extensions done, and then there would be a follow-up sequence and a rebooking sequence and a client relationship and retention strategy. So that's like the sales sequence for selling that one product, that one service. But we had that documented, and that's really important if you want to build a serious business, is that you understand your sales process, the sequence that the clients go through, from having no idea who you are to actually being a paying client. You need to have that sequence or strategy documented so that you and everybody else in your business understands how to get customers in. And also sales skills. Sales skills are important, to know how to talk to people in a way that makes them actually want to buy from you. Number four is success and growth mindset, which is one of the things that holds so many people back, because even if they know how to do all of these other things, but in their head they're telling themselves, I can't do this, this is too hard, I'm never going to be as good as this other person, there's already too many people out there doing what I do, the market's too saturated, it's the customer's fault, it's Facebook's fault, it's somebody else's fault that I can't have what I'm wanting, or, you know, that kind of thing, then that's what's going to stop you from growing. Like, you really, really need to work on training yourself to have that success and growth-based mindset, to be choosing your own thoughts every day. Journaling and affirmations helps a lot, but you really have to tell yourself things like, I can do this, there is enough room for me, people need what I'm selling, I am a good person and I have a good product, and so I'm going to show up and help people with my products and services every day. You need to have like a growth, you know, goal or vision or something for yourself that motivates you to push you forward to keep growing. But yeah, you need to have that success and growth-based mindset. And that's something, as an entrepreneur, I believe you should be working on all the time, constantly, like reading self-development books, reading personal development books, success mindset books, always growing your mind and surrounding yourself with the type of people that are going to inspire you, lift you up, and like, yeah, raise your vibe, raise your normal. The next one is number five, leadership and staff management. So especially if you have employees, if you have a team, if you have, or if you don't have a team, but you're wanting to hire people either soon or in the future, you need to understand leadership. You need to understand how to manage people. Sousa says, any book recommendations? Well, the best one, there's so many. I have to write a blog post on all of them, because if I just give, there's a whole video, a whole blog post on it. But one that comes to mind is The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Very, very, very good one when it comes to success mindset. You can go onto YouTube, you can look it up. There's a summary of it. It's excellent. Highly recommend it. Okay, so the next one is leadership and staff management. Yeah, so you need to understand managing people and leadership skills and how to get people to actually want to work for you and want to do their job properly, and how to make them feel good about themselves and the clients, and how you feel good about them. Like, it's a skill. Some people, it's a skill that needs to be learned and developed, you know, if you want to grow a business that you employ people in. You can't really outsource that. Like, you have to be working on yourself as a leader. Even if you hire a manager, you still have to lead the manager. So, and train the manager and manage the manager and all of that kind of stuff. So it's just an important thing that needs to be done. Number five is leadership and staff management. Number six is systems and processes. Do you have things documented the way that you want them to be done, or the way that they should be done, or the way that, you want things to be? I don't believe you need a business plan, simply because I've never had one. So, and I've built successful businesses without a business plan. But you do need to have like systems and procedures, especially if you want your business to be able to run without you in it eventually, or if you want to hire people and have them work for you. You need to have things clearly documented that can be followed in all of these different areas of your business as well. Systems and procedures are great. Number seven is money, cash flow, and profit, and understanding all of those things and how they work. Having a plan, understanding your profit margins, understanding if your business is even profitable, understanding exactly how much profit you're making on your products and services, understanding how cash flow works, understanding where, you know, your cash flow cycle for your individual business, where your money comes from, where your money currently is. Like, is it just, if you've got thousands of dollars sitting on stock in your shelves right now, and you're wondering where all your profit is, that could be where it is. So those products need to start moving so that you've got more cash flow. You need to understand, you know, having business savings so that you've got that safety net there. And just understanding, having a good understanding of money in general, if you want to grow a business, is very important. A lot of people bury their head in the sand when it comes to their numbers because it scares the shit out of them. But yes, if you want to be, it definitely scared the shit out of me for a really long time. I ignored it and I got in a lot of debt with the tax department because I didn't know what I was doing. but sometimes you've got to learn that way. But yes, understanding money, cash flow, profit, wages, taxes, all of those things that you can definitely have someone manage it for you and do all those things for you. Like, I have a really great accountant who does all of that stuff and gives me advice, but I still need to understand the basics of it and what I'm doing with my money. And like things like wealth creation then, like when I am making a profit, what do I do with it so that it doesn't just all go to tax? Hi, Alita, where do I invest it? What should I spend it on? What is a good way to use my money to create more assets? And all of those money things. Okay, so that's number seven. Number eight is a scaling and growth strategy. So only once you've got all of these other previous seven things kind of working really well, then you need to start thinking about, well, how can I scale and grow this? Once you know that you're making a profit, once you know how to get customers, once you have a team that can do their job properly and in a good way, once you are happy with how things are going, then you need to start focusing on, where am I going from here? How big do I want to take this? How many more employees am I going to need to get to the revenue amount that I want? Am I going to franchise my business? Am I going to keep it small and steady? Am I going to open multiple locations? Do I want to you know, build it up to sell it? Like, do you have a plan for where you're going with your business and things that you want to do? A lot of people don't. They don't have a goal, they don't have a plan, and they don't have what I've put as number nine, a mission and a purpose. They just started a business to make money or started a business to sell a product, but they haven't sat down and thought about, well, why am I doing this? What is the purpose of this business? What is it giving to me, emotionally, physically, financially? What is it giving to my customers? Do I have a mission or a purpose that is greater than myself, or am I literally just doing this to fulfill parts of my human needs, to just enjoy my life doing something that I love? Are you wanting to, you know, build a profitable business that you can contribute some of the profits to a charity or a cause that you feel strongly about? Do you want to build a business that can just run without you so that you can, or like give people jobs? Like, what is it about your business or products and services that is your purpose, that is your mission? There's no right or wrong answer. There's no one purpose that's better than another purpose, but it's important that you have a purpose for you. So one of my parts of business, purpose for myself has always been, it's like my creative outlet. I love to like express myself, and I love to help people, and I love to answer questions, and I love learning and growing myself, and then going and sharing what I've learned and done with other people to help fast track their results. And that's why I became like a coach and a teacher. So I love helping people, but I also, a lot of my business I do for me, for my own personal happiness and creative expression. So yeah, those were the nine things that I wanted to pop in and share with you today. So brand reputation recognition, marketing and advertising, sales sequence and strategy, success and growth mindset, leadership and staff management, systems and procedures, money, cash flow, profit, scaling and growth strategy, and mission and purpose. Have a think about those. I've got another post that's scheduled to go in the group later tonight that talks, has a list of all of them, so you can have that. But yeah, have a think about it and just, yeah, start letting it mull over in your mind. Grab a pen and paper if you want to and start writing through some of the things. I think it's important that if you want to grow, you are aware of all of those things, you know where your strengths lie and you know where your weaknesses lie, you know what you need to work on, you know what you need to learn about, Sometimes you just don't know what you should be doing in your business, and it's because you don't understand like all of the different parts of going to business. And that's why I'm making this video today. I really want to help people to kind of, anyone who hasn't been thinking about these things recently or in a while, start thinking about them, because they're all very important. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions about any of them. I'll be happy to do a few more videos. Okay. See you later. Have a great night.